I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Lori.
Welcome back from Disney World, Jeffrey.
I went to Disney World.
Yay!
And believe it or not, I tell y'all, Lori and I are friends in real life, but we have not talked about my Disney trip, like, at all. I think you texted me while I was there, maybe.
Yes.
And you, like, sent me a couple messages. It was, So I was there over Columbus Day weekend, and, y'all, it was hot and crowded. It just was. And so, Lori planned my trip.
Yes, I did.
And so I can fully recommend her planning skills. But, we did a whole episode, as y'all know, about when to go to Disney. But Columbus Day did not make the list. And let me tell y'all, it is now going on the list
of not to go.
When not to go to Disney. Maybe that needs to be the flip side of that episode. But, it was hot and it was crowded. But a lot of fun.
So, I was about to say, yeah, I know you still had fun.
I did. And so what we're going to talk about in today's episode is my trip experience and focusing on all the neat 50th anniversary stuff. You know, we've talked a lot about the 50th anniversary at Disney World, and we're going to talk about it in great detail.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And so we're going to dive into that, and you can hear all about my trip and really some good practical advice. While I was there, I was really focused on getting practical advice for everyone on how to enjoy the 50th anniversary offerings. But first, as we always do, we're going to talk about all the news coming out of Disney World. And Lori, once again,
It's still so much. I cannot keep up. I'm so tired.
We keep a list, y'all. We promise, because it's important to know all this new stuff that's coming. But there is one big thing that has completely dominated the Disney scene for the past few weeks, and it will dominate your trip.
Right. It's dominated my life the last 2 days.
Well, tell us about it. What are we talking about?
Genie Plus, which was debuted yesterday, the 19th. Genie Plus, which is still kind of lots of details to learn for everybody. Me, who does Disney trips, plans them for a living, for the visitor of Disney World, everybody. It's a lot of information to learn, but I think after the last 2 days, I've realized that I think it's going to be a really awesome thing that Disney World has.
And so, quick overview, Lori. What's the difference between Genie and Genie Plus? The Genie is
just the extra added fun things to do.
It's like it's supposed to help you with your itinerary. I did download the app and posted a screenshot on our Instagram and Facebook. So check our social media for what a screenshot of that looks like. I think there's going to be a learning curve to learn that, because it doesn't look like anything.
It does not look like the regular My Disney Experience app. That's a huge thing for me, because technology, I'm not very good at technology. So that's a huge thing for me. But the Genie, yes, it's going to help you plan your day. And the Genie Plus, which is an extra charge, which I don't think it's a bad price for it, looking into it as much as I have the last 2 days. It does a lot of extra things with your fast pass for you to be able to skip the lines.
And so obviously all the Disney fans, if you've been to Disney in the past few decades, you know what FastPass is, but they got rid of the word FastPass.
Yes.
There's no such thing anymore. It's called Lightning Lanes.
Lightning
Lanes.
And I got
to see all the signs for Lightning Lanes.
Did you? Because it didn't open the last
week. And it was not open. It was not open during my trip. But the signs were there.
Okay.
And so it's called Lightning Lane. And so what I think we may need to do, Lori, at another time, maybe we'll have to do an episode about it, or
it's
or
gonna be a
YouTube
whole
video
yes,
or something.
For sure. It's gonna be a whole episode because it's a lot of information for people to learn.
It just debuted yesterday, so give us time to research it. I mean, anyone who's done it probably hasn't even been to all four parks with it yet. So everyone is experiencing it. It's all new. I don't think they did a test system.
They did not. I know everybody that I know in the travel agent side of Disney, there were some that I know that were there yesterday, and they were all trying to learn it. And they all said, you know, it took some time to get used to, but once they did, it was awesome. And I saw a lot of TikToks yesterday talking about how the lines were so awesome, 5-7 minutes to go through. So I think it's going to be a really good thing, but I think everybody's learning it.
Yes, I think, and we have questions as well. We're learning about it. I'm getting a lot of questions from friends. Yes. I can't imagine you as a travel planner, the questions you're getting about it. But we make a commitment to y'all to learn about it, and we're going to help y'all and give y'all our recommendations.
I've been doing a lot of learning this week, so hopefully by the next one, we'll have lots of information.
Yes, so we hope to share more about that with you. But tons more news that we want to discuss with y'all. Apologies from our last episode. We talked about dining around the parks, which we love to do, but I missed a new table service restaurant in Epcot, like Creperies de Paris.
Which we did talk about that before, but we didn't add it to our table service list.
Yes. I don't think we included that in our table service list. And so just to show you, Epcot is just completely owning the restaurant and food scene, because that's on top of, you know, Food and Wine Festival and all the festivals they have year round.
I'm excited to eat there too.
So I didn't get a chance to do that one, but it's something to put on your list if you're a crepe fan.
Yes.
And so one of the biggest pieces of news coming out of Disney is that live entertainment's coming back.
Yes,
and
this is my favorite.
I know you're a huge live entertainment fan in general, and mm-hmm. so there's so much coming back. I did get to witness the drummers are back in Japan.
Oh, you saw them?
I saw them. They were there. And let me tell you, the crowd went wild.
I love every part of entertainment in the countries. I'm so glad to have that back.
They have, so they're back. Disney announced that the drummers in Animal Kingdom are coming back. And have you ever seen Yeehaw Bob at Port Orleans?
I have.
Have
yes.
you? Okay, because
yes,
he
have.
Came back this week.
Yeah, I saw videos.
And mm-hmm. you've seen him in real life?
I have.
How is that? Is it just...
It's pretty good. I mean...
It's a live show?
It's a live show, and I'm normally very tired at the end of the day when I go. But, I mean, my sister and I have been over there to see him.
And I know he's got a big following. And
yes.
Fan, you know, a lot of people are fans of his. Some more live entertainment's coming back on a bigger scale. On November 7th, the Disney movie Magic will be back at Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
That is kind of Disney's Hollywood's kind of nighttime entertainment. I think they do a little bit of fireworks, maybe.
A little bit
of pyro, fireworks and stuff like that. And then on
Still no Fantasmic.
You know, we did I was able to do a reel while I was in Disney, is, you know, bring back Fantasmic.
Yes.
And I am determined to make that happen. So go check out our Instagram reel. But bring back Fantasmic. The signs are still up, and I need it back.
Right.
We need it. We need nighttime entertainment at Hollywood Studios
for
and
sure.
at Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
But December 19th, Indiana Jones Stunt Show is back.
I've never been to it.
You've never been mm-hmm. to it?
You know, my kids have, but you know, sometimes I like to go take a nap in the middle of the day during...
Without warning.
I'm just not a Indiana Jones fan, so I've never... So I've never stayed to see it. I've sent my kids with their dad and let them be that.
It's a lot of fun. I recommend it. It's a lot of fun. And the thing is at Hollywood Studios, and this may be a topic for another day, but it's getting really crowded because there's just not as many rides and not as many shows are open right now. And so it's quickly, to me, become almost a half-day park. And I know I'm going to get a lot of criticism for that comment, but I believe that. You get there, and without the lightning lanes or fast pass or whatever you want to call it, it's very crowded at Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everything has a long line. And without the shows there, there's just not much to do. And so I'm just glad that the entertainment is back. Beauty and the Beast is already back.
Yes.
I got to see that. And Indiana Jones is coming back on December 19th, and I'm very excited just because it's something else to do.
Mm-hmm. I like to shop when I'm in Hollywood Studios.
Well, we may have a shopping episode coming up soon.
Yeah, so, the shopping would be grand.
So we'll have to talk about shopping in Disney,
yes.
But that's absolutely, I did that myself on this last trip, and
it got
crowded. Just go shopping.
Right, that's my favorite thing to do.
And so lots of live entertainment coming back, but one of the big things that people... are big on, and I've gotten a few questions about this. When can we meet the characters again?
I get a lot of questions about that.
A lot of people want to say, and I want to say right now, during the age of COVID, you can see the characters up close.
You can.
And so at the Halloween party, I was able to see them up close and get fairly close, but you can't touch them. There's no hugs or handshakes yet. So Disney has said that, is it November? Sometime in November they're coming back?
Yes.
I don't know if they gave a date.
Where they're going to let you do the individualized character meet and greets like you could before.
And which characters are those?
I think Mickey Mouse, right? And the mm-hmm. princesses, because that's a huge thing for little girls.
Huge.
Minnie, for sure.
And
the Disney Junior characters, Vampirina.
Okay. I'm not familiar with those as much. I've seen their, you know,
Parker's
going to
be Vampirina for Halloween.
And Parker is Lori's niece. And so, so I know that'll be big for them.
Yes.
You know, they'll be able to see those.
For the little bitty ones.
And Disney did say in their statement, there's no hugs or autographs. And so we don't know what this looks like yet. What I imagine is maybe just some one-on-one time in the room with
and
the characters.
Probably a little spaced out a little bit.
A little spaced out. And so I know everyone wants to be able to hug the characters again. I know so many people that just makes their trip.
Right.
You know, a character meeting Mickey or Pluto or Cinderella or whoever their favorite character is, it just absolutely makes
especially
their trip.
Especially the kids' first trips, little kids' first trips. I mean, that's a huge thing. That was a huge thing when Disney World opened back up. A lot of people didn't want to go back until they had this back. So I'm glad that they're getting back to these. I think that maybe we're working on a little bit more in the future. So,
and it's just a big part of Disney getting back to normal.
Yes.
And one of the biggest things about that is fireworks. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Disney didn't get fireworks back until I believe it was July 1st of this year.
Yeah.
Of 2021, and Disney is just not the same without that nighttime experience. And
for sure.
I think that having the characters back goes a long way to getting things.
Oh yeah, because that's people did want to go because no fireworks, no characters.
Yes.
Even though I liked the character conclaves or whatever they had, I loved them.
I did too. I actually like the kind of, you know, socially distant
me too.
View, and you don't have to interact with them. There's
you
no
don't have to take so much time.
You don't. There's no awkward experiences
right.
with them. Like, oh, what do I say to them? Because some
yes.
of the characters can't talk back.
Right.
So just so you know, if you go to Disney, if you cannot see a character's face, you know, the actual character's face, y'all just go with me on this. if you can't see their face, they can't talk back to you.
No. Nope.
So just keep that in mind. Out there, so Mickey and Minnie and his friends do have to stay quiet. So for
they did
for those listening,
test that talking Mickey once. Did you ever go in that?
I did not. Did
oh,
you?
Oh yeah, I did a lot.
How was that?
Awkward.
Okay.
Awkward.
Well,
awkward.
It's always kind of awkward, but if you can see
yeah.
their face, if you can see their mouth move, then they will talk to you. So
they
Cinderella,
will.
The princesses, and Peter Pan, and things
yes.
like that, they will talk back to you. And so it all depends. On who you get. Like, so we got to see Mary Poppins recently.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a conversation with
Alice.
Her. Alice, you can have a conversation mm-hmm. with. So it just all depends. So there are character interactions. Don't think that you won't see any. Or Anna and Elsa are out at Epcot. They were
oh,
popular.
Did you talk to Cruella? Did she talk to you?
I did speak to Cruella. I did see Cruella and Maleficent and the Evil Queen.
Oh, really?
And I got to see all of them. And Captain Hook. They were all at the Halloween party.
Yeah, that's my favorite rare character. I like rare characters.
So Cruella just really enjoyed herself.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about, have to talk about the Halloween party. So something else that's new that Disney released is something called the cast compliment feature.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I want to talk about that I did on my last trip. Obviously part of the reason we love Disney is because of the excellent service given
yes.
by the cast members. And we know that, you know, we've all had bad experiences and mishaps, as I did on my trip. I've had plenty of those.
Really?
But, yeah, let's talk about that. But I had a great, great experience at Oga's Cantina. And, for my Star Wars fans out there, we had a server there who was completely in character as a bartender.
Okay.
So he's a bartender on this planet. Have
mm-hmm.
you done Oga's Cantina
mm-hmm.
in Galaxy's Edge? And so you're on this other planet, and I would say something about the real world, and he's like, oh, I've never heard of
yes.
that. Yes. And so he was talking about Oga, and he was he did a Gungan impression. So that's a deep dive for my Star Wars fans. Lori has no idea what I just said.
No, but I didn't know they'd say in character there.
Yes, and he did. And then he had a coworker there who was also very helpful, who did talk about the real world, but I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, she broke. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, she, let's just say she was a little more down to earth, in that way, but she was very, very helpful to me.
Okay.
And stuff that was going on, just very great service and friendly in
awesome.
Her own way. But I made sure I went to guest relations and filled out a cast card.
Oh, yeah.
Card. And so we can't encourage you to do that enough because we do know. I asked them, they said it does go to them. It goes on in their record. It goes on their file and it gets reported to their manager.
Oh.
And good things can happen to them.
Yeah, like
and
that
so,
little blue, bit, the blue.
The blue
special
thing.
Name tag they can get.
Oh, can they? Okay.
Oh, huge. That's a huge ordeal. If somebody has a blue, we're going to have to do an episode on that.
Okay.
My sister knows what it is, but it's a very special, it's Walt's dream.
Oh.
Like, if they have a blue name tag on, they're a very special cast member. They did something really great.
Look at this. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, look at me learning something today. But for me, it's important. I think that we don't have enough of that in the world, is that when someone does go yes. above and beyond to be recognized for their hard work. Just, you know, personally, I know it's great to be recognized for your hard work. And so take the minute to go to Guest Relations. They have this cast compliment feature on the My Disney Experience app that I did not use because you cannot input the cast member's name.
Oh.
So I wrote to Disney on their Instagram and told them to let us put their cast name because they need
credit. Yeah, because they need to get the recognition.
Yes. And so moving on from that, Port Orleans Riverside is back
Yay.
Open.
Yay! One of my favorite resorts.
I know you love it. And I really like it too. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort.
Is.
It just is. So you are in, you know, the New Orleans Bayou country, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, has like the spinning wheel. What am I talking about? The spinning wheel there that you have like on the water, like a paddle wheel.
Yeah, paddle.
You know, that's there. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful resort.
French Quarter open too.
Is it open now?
Yeah, because okay. I'm staying. I mean, unless it's open in the next week or two.
I think it may be opening soon.
It might be soon.
And I love that. So.
I like both of them. I mean, both of them. And they're all connected. It's one big resort, but they have them separated in the spaces. French Quarter, which is like you're in the streets of New Orleans, and the other Riverside is like you're on the outskirts of New Orleans.
We absolutely love it. So if you're looking to go to Disney soon and want to stay at a Louisiana-themed hotel, those are the ones where you talk about Port Orleans.
And they're one of the oldest resorts in Disney World, and they were called Dixie Landings before.
Right, and so now they've... So Port Orleans is what you're looking for, and they are... Can't recommend those enough. And then so the last piece of news we have... The celebrity narrators are back at the Candlelight Processional. If you've listened to our podcast before, you know we love the Candlelight Processional over at Epcot. And they've announced the celebrities that are coming back. And so they're not done. They have a lot more to announce.
Yeah. And they're always late with that. They always say to be announced.
I'm sure that's a mess to get all that scheduled. But check that out on the Disney website and see what celebrities are coming to the Candlelight Processional. Yep. And so I think, is that all the news we have for today?
I think so. Did we talk about the boardwalk entertainers?
Oh, I don't think we did.
Have you seen them? I've never seen them.
I don't know if I have. I've seen videos of them.
I've stayed on the boardwalk the first time right after COVID, so they did not have them. So I'm excited because y'all know the boardwalk is my favorite resort area.
It's just
ever.
A beautiful, that whole Crescent Lake area I'm a big fan of. That Crescent Lake is Beach Club. Yacht Club, Boardwalk, and then the Swan and Dolphin are over there as well.
So you'll be able to see them in December. Are they going to be? Yeah, they'll be back before.
I think so. I think they'll be back soon. And then also, I do have to issue a clarification. We knew this day would come. So the new song coming to Mickey's Filler Magic, which is closed right now to add in the new song from Coco. It is Un Poco Loco, which means a little crazy, not Un Pollo Loco, which means the crazy chicken. So thank you to one of my friends who corrected me. And so they
and
are
the
great
And the lawyer
listeners.
Had to come out and we had to do the correction.
The lawyer came out and had to do the correction. But thank you to my friend. They know who they are. I did not get permission to use their name. But I will give them credit if they so do so. And thank you for correcting me, Espanol. And so with that said, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the 50th anniversary and my thoughts on it.
Yes.
Looking to hire the best live entertainment for your upcoming party or event? The Chase Tyler Band provides you with top, high-energy, quality music, both original and covers, all over the Gulf South. Find them on Facebook under the username Chase Tyler Band. So the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. I just had to get over there and see all the things.
How awesome was it?
It was a lot of fun. So I think the main takeaway that I need to share with everyone is that everything is the 50th anniversary there. Starting from when you get off the plane at the airport. Starting at the airport all the way throughout the entire resort, it's 50th anniversary stuff everywhere. From like the welcome mats. I think I got a picture of a welcome mat at the resort to the signs. Everything is either iridescent or 50th anniversary. And so there's a lot to talk about of the 50th and things that are new to Disney. But I think that while they are new, they are probably going to last probably longer than the anniversary. Yeah. But there's a lot of new stuff to see that I want to talk about in detail. And Lori, I haven't even told you about it, so I'm going to have to ask to talk to you from the beginning. So just ask me whatever question you have about this, because I have some specific recommendations for people and that I want them to do. So. Yeah. So the new attraction, the big new attraction, yes, that's all the buzz right now at Disney is Remy's Ratatouille, mm-hmm, Adventure.
I cannot wait for this.
And it is the new attraction they added on to France. They did not, mm-hmm, replace anything. And I'm very proud of Disney because Disney loves nothing more than replacing.
Right. It makes us mad.
It makes me so mad and sad. But this was brand new. And Disney, more of this, more new things. But they did. Have you ridden this ride on YouTube? Did you ride it?
Not really. I don't like to kind of spoil it.
I don't either. And so that's one of my big first piece of advice for this. Do not look at any of this on YouTube. If you are going to Disney soon, go and experience it in person.
Right.
That's how it was meant to be experienced. Don't watch the fireworks in person. Don't ride Ratatouille in person. I had ridden Ratatouille on YouTube when it was in Paris before,
yeah,
I knew it was coming,
yeah,
here. So I tried to erase it from my mind, and it kind of didn't work. But aww, it is a 3D ride. The only thing, so it's a new ride. If you have ridden Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, if you've ridden Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway or Rise, uh-huh, of the Resistance, it's the same kind of ride system.
Oh, like ride! No, I never knew Ride of Resistance was.
They call it trackless.
Because I've never ridden it.
Oh. So yeah, it's a thing. So it's a trackless ride system. And, so, you know, basically the premise of the ride is that you are a rat, you shrink to the size of a rat, and you are loose in Remy's kitchen, and you are escaping the, you know, the angry chef and going around the kitchen and stuff. And so the best, I don't use this word except to describe like puppies, but the word to describe it is cute.
Okay.
Everyone on the internet talks about this ride as being cute. It is a good family,
yes,
friendly adventure. I don't like that you have to wear the 3D glasses for it. And
yeah,
I'm going to tell you why. So right now at Disney, you have to wear a mask indoors and,
yeah,
on the
and they fog up.
And the glasses fog up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear contacts. And
yes.
So I was very upset because, you know, I put on my 3D glasses. So I wish there was a photo of me riding the ride with holding the glasses like out,
oh my,
and over
God,
my mask.
I can imagine you.
It was a sight to behold, y'all.
All you have to do is pinch your mask a little bit more and put your glasses over it.
So look, so there's your tip. There's, yep, your tip for Remy's Ratatouille, mm-hmm, Adventure. So do your mask and your glasses, prepare for it. Because I had written it online and obviously I didn't need glasses,
yeah,
to ride it online. But then when I got in, I didn't even know it was a 3D thing. So people with glasses or 3D concerns, be aware it is a ride with glasses on. But it is very fun. And so one thing I like about it is, without any spoilers, it is set at night.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think anyone does a night scene like Disney.
Right.
You know, it is so beautiful. The queue is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love a good queue.
So I did see one part where it looks like you go from being the little mouse in the queue or on the exit, and then all of a sudden you're being back to a big size adult.
So I didn't notice that as much.
Have
I
you
think
seen
I
the video of that?
I have not.
No,
but
cool.
I know it's an effect that was supposed to happen. I didn't, mm-hmm, purposely notice it. I don't know if I was messing with my phone or magic,
yeah,
glasses.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I really, really enjoyed the ride. It is a solid family addition to Epcot. With the new Lightning Lane, it is going to cost money,
yeah,
to skip the line.
Yeah.
And so previously it was on the virtual queue like Rise of the Resistance was for a long time. But I do recommend it. I think you have to do it. That's what I would tell people.
Right.
It's the newest ride. It's all the rage. All the merchandise is about Ratatouille. So that's a big new attraction.
Yeah.
And so in terms of entertainment for the 50th anniversary, we have two new major shows. Disney's Harmonious at Epcot and Disney's Enchantment at Magic Kingdom. And you've seen both of those.
I've seen a little bit of both. I've seen one of them all the way through.
So I've been looking forward to tell you about this all week.
I know, I've been waiting.
I think I have a new favorite nighttime show.
I saw you said that.
I think I have a new favorite nighttime show at Epcot, and it is called Harmonious. It is this amazing show. And let me tell you why. So obviously I'm a Disney fan. Hello, this is our podcast. but a fan of the Disney, I know you're more of a fan of Disney World,
yes,
and parks, whereas I'm a fan of like the whole thing. But it features some of my favorite songs from Disney movies, including I Can Go the Distance from Hercules, Out There from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and others. And the thing that makes Harmonious unique, they do the songs in the native language of their countries that they're in.
Oh, yes.
So it's like you hear Reflections, which is about Mulan from China, and you hear that in, I believe it's Mandarin, China's language. And so you hear things in those languages. Coco, obviously, in Spanish.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to spoil anything for you, but do you know who represents America in the show? Do you not
Mickey
know?
Mickey Mouse.
No.
Walt Disney.
No.
No.
It's a princess. Do you want to, should I tell you?
Is it Tiana?
It is.
Yay!
And so they do some deep dives, and Tiana is the representative of America for the American segment. And can you guess, I don't want to spoil things for y'all, but it's so good. Do you know what song it is from? I'll just tell you this. It's not one of the big songs you expect.
Oh, then no, I don't.
And so it's funny, but, one of the big reasons I like Harmonious, there is The Hunchback of Notre Dame is one of my all-time favorite Disney movies.
Never
I got
knew
to
that.
Go to the world premiere with my mom, in New Orleans at the Superdome. They did the premiere because there's this big connection between Disney and New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we've talked a lot about that before, but they did the world premiere in New Orleans.
Never knew this.
Yes, because of the connection to Paris.
Huh.
Because, you know, New Orleans and Paris are sister cities.
Yeah.
And one of the, and then I also, a couple of years ago, got to go see the Broadway version in New Orleans.
Okay.
In Jefferson Parish. They did a production of the Broadway show, which includes a song cut from the movie called Someday. And it is one of the best songs in the Disney songbook that absolutely no one knows. Unless you're going to see Hunchback on Broadway, or you listen to the cut song from the soundtrack. It's called Someday. And I am going to just have to Google the lyrics for you right quick. But what it is about the show, a lot of people have criticized the show because it doesn't have a story. You know, it doesn't have a typical plot like you would in a show. You know, it's not the hero versus villain, and people get really mad about that.
But it brings in together everything.
Right. It's more of a message. You know, in the lyrics of the song go like this. It says, someday life will be fairer, need will be rarer, and greed will not pay. It's this beautiful, beautiful song, and I'm just going to let y'all look it up. But it has a message, and it is about, you know, world peace.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, and it's a message, and it's beautiful. It's got lasers. It's got fireworks. It's got the water screens.
Yeah.
It is everything you hope for in a Disney show. But watch it in person.
Yeah, it sounds pretty interesting.
Watching it on YouTube. So the practical advice. Well, here's what I'm mad about. I say I have a new favorite show. I'm talking about how much I love it. I've already watched it several times. I actually went to go see both Harmonious and Enchantment twice.
Uh-huh.
Because Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios have no nighttime show. I got to see both these shows twice. Here's why I'm mad at Disney. And it's true for Enchantment as well. Harmonious, we're mad. First reason I'm mad. Normally, Lori's the mad one, y'all.
Right.
Lori's supposed to be the mad one. Okay, anyway. You know, there's a Disney quote, I think the Disney quote is, we're all mad here.
Uh-huh.
From Alice in
Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland.
That's our new podcast motto.
Yes.
But they built this huge contraption in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. And it is, and let me tell y'all, there's no saving it during the day. There's nothing can be, as much as I'm telling y'all, I love this show and you should see it, you can't save it during the day.
It's horrible. It is awful.
And I swear that Disney said there would be fountains during the middle of the day. I think they said that.
I think we talked about this. Yeah. No, it's this big, black, ugly thing.
It's terrible. But here's the thing. So you have this big, for lack of a better term, donut in the middle of the lagoon.
I do like donuts, though.
I love a good donut. Mm-hmm. And so the show, to view the show, you really need to view the donut straight ahead. So straight on.
So you have to be straight on.
Right. And so
which means it doesn't move like the...
It does not rotate.
Oh.
Right. And so you have the... So they call it the... We'll call it the donut, and then we'll call it the tacos to the side, the water tacos. So now we have to go get dinner.
Yes.
So if you're not hungry before listening to this, we've covered breakfast and lunch and dinner for you. You have... The tacos are more or less the same. You can see those from all around, which are the black screens that are like wedge shaped.
Yeah.
Like tacos folded up. And so we're a food oriented podcast, y'all. But to view
the neither
show,
one of us can cook, by the way.
No, this is not a cooking podcast. We'll be doing none of that here. For Disney recipes and more, please ask someone else.
We buy all of our food. Yep.
We do. But to view the show, here's the practical advice for that. You have to be facing the donut straight ahead, which means your back your back needs to be to Spaceship Earth.
Oh, so then you can't see Spaceship Earth when it's lit up.
Correct. Or you can see it from both sides. Your back needs to be as close as it can to America. Now, your back can't be straight to America because you have the American Gardens Theater right there.
Oh.
So you're going to be off to the side. You're going to be off to the side to closer to...
Somebody did not think this over.
Right. So you're going to have Italy on one side of you. So that's where I watched it from the second night. It's from Italy or the other country right next door, which... Oh my gosh.
Morocco,
I believe it's Morocco, right there.
Or Japan. China.
So your Disney expert's talking here. But but anyway, right there, Italy would be a good place to watch it from. And you need to have your be watching the circle as close as you can straight on. So the best place where I watched it night one is this viewing area. There's two gift shops on either side of the entrance to World Showcase.
Yeah.
There's those two gift shops, and I forget the name
of them. They're called the same name.
They're called the same thing. And so, actually, my friend was there. I hope she's listening. My friend who I was there with said that she was by the store. So I get to the store, and she was not there. Turns
we
out
should
she's
have
by the
probably
other one.
Brought her on today's podcast, and she just got back too.
Oh yeah, she wants to come on.
I don't know.
So we'll bring her on. We just have to figure out how to do that, y'all. We're working on it. So we'll bring her on. Because she's got a lot to add. And so we watched it from the same place, and there is a good big viewing area right there. They do block off a few minutes before. I would imagine that becomes a Lightning Lane Plus spot in the future because it's so good.
Well, they have some dinner shows with it too. So I want to know where they're, I need to see where they're.
It has to be that because so I tried, so when I watched it from Italy, I was a little off to the side because I was going to try to watch it without a good view. To see what it would be like, but I was like, you know what? I don't really want to. I think I know from watching it, the reason I'm saying you have to watch the circle straight on because it pours down water and there's a projection.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are scenes there. And it's not life changing if you don't see it. Like, it's not.
I cannot believe it does not rotate. Maybe it was broke.
Maybe.
No way.
It has arms on it that move. And that's
this is really
it is, but
it is.
And it really is. Disney done best, but it is from a specific viewpoint. So please watch it. Do not just show up around the lagoon and expect to see it. And then there is a wedding taking place on the Italy Bridge. And so they blocked that off because that would have been
this
an ideal place.
To me.
I know. That would have been an ideal place to watch it. And so they're like, they had the photographers out there photographing them with the fireworks in the background. And it was
I bet that's going to be a paid far place to watch it too.
I bet so. Yeah. So any place good like that, but Costa America, but try to, here's the thing, and I know people hate hearing this, but get there an hour early. Especially if you're with a kid, you know, make sure they're close to the lagoon as possible on the railing. On the railing and get you a good
view. About from the Rose and Crown?
I don't think that'd be a good place
because
to watch
they have a package with the Rose and Crown.
But I don't think you watch it from there.
Oh, you used to. Like when you used to watch.
Look, you're going to have a view of the lagoon, and you're going to have a view of the water tacos. You're going to have a good view of that anyway. Lots of tacos and donuts.
I do like tacos and donuts. That's my favorite food.
Today's episode is not brought to you by any taco or donut.
I can tell you where to get a good taco and a good donut in Disney World.
Go, both of them right now.
Taco at Pecos Bill and the donut at, is it Joe Freeze or whatever? You don't like coffee, you know?
No.
Yeah, I don't like coffee, so they have a good donut there.
Well, I'll be. Who knew? See, I wouldn't even go to Joffrey's.
Yep.
So to continue on there, because there's so much to talk about for the 50th, go see Harmonious. Make sure you're watching the donuts straight on.
And
here's the next complaint.
Oh.
We got to move on. The next big show is Disney's Enchantment.
Yeah, lots of complaints. I've read nothing
have
but
you?
Complaints about that. Oh.
Because I've heard actually some good reviews. Okay, well, that's why we're both here, because we have to talk about what we've seen. So Enchantment is the new nighttime show at Disney. It's a lot of fireworks, but it is very, very projection heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched it twice, and I watched it once from the hub, the middle of the hub in front of the castle, and once from the Tomorrowland Bridge.
Okay.
Which is, I thought, a good place to watch. Turned out not so much. There are trees there, and so you can only see the top spires. Great place to see the fireworks, but here's why, again, I'm mad at Disney for this. Again, I'm supposed to be the mad one. You're supposed to be the mad one. The projections, you have to view them straight on. And so this is not something... The cool thing I've always liked about Magic Kingdom fireworks is you could watch them from all around. From Seven Seas Lagoon. I have family that loves to watch it from the Fort Wilderness Campground beaches.
Yeah.
But you can see it from anywhere in the park, in the Magic Kingdom park. I mean, you can just see them from everywhere. But this show is designed to be viewed with the projections.
Aww,
and I think that's
an
incredible
not a huge
disservice.
Projection person, yeah.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, I've watched it twice. I mean, I saw it in real life twice and I've watched it online.
Yeah,
afterwards.
I did watch it online.
The projections to me are difficult to see.
Yeah.
I think they're very detailed.
I can see it.
But they are not shown on a blank screen. They're shown on a castle, which is, you know, stones and turrets and tile and all this kind of thing. It is difficult to see. And so my advice to you again for watching Enchantment, I know I hate this, but I did it myself. Get there an hour early. Park in the hub or on Main Street. I'm not normally on Main Street. The train station is a good place to watch,
yeah, actually. And then you don't have to get so crowded
there. Right. And so the train station is a good place to watch. But again, if you have vision issues, if you're worried about vision or seeing things close up, you know, you have to be close to that castle, bottom line. Yeah. If you just want to see fireworks and listen to the music, you can.
That's what I like. I like to listen to the music and watch the fireworks.
And so this song, the show does feature a new song.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's called You Are the Magic. Mm-hmm. It is nice. It's a nice little song. But Enchantment, y'all, just did not do it for me. And so I hate to report that to y'all. Obviously, take everyone to see it. I don't think you can end a night in Disney without fireworks.
It's still going to be happy. We're not saying it's not. It's still going to be happy. Disney is happy.
It is happy. It is. One thing I want to say about both these shows is that I would recommend you be current on your Disney. Oh. And so it's a lot of stuff from. They're both very Moana heavy. And Moana's been around for a few years now. But they have scenes from Soul. They have scenes from Onward. It's a lot of new stuff, Coco. So a lot of stuff that's come out in the past few years, make sure you have seen that to really get all the impact. If you're a parent of young kids, you've probably seen it.
But why? This is the 50th anniversary. Can we go back to what brought Disney?
So that's the biggest complaint I've seen and heard out there is that. But the thing is, though, Lori, while I would want that, Disney never said it would be that.
I know.
That's the thing. Disney never said it was a tribute.
But I want them to do it.
I do too. I would have loved, to open up with a Walt Disney quote, you know?
Yes.
To open up with a Walt Disney quote or something. And for me, I want to do a whole episode about the songs in the parks, but, if someone can tell me about copyright law, please email me. and so I, the music of Disney parks is iconic.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it just is. And so that's why I love Fantasy in the Sky fireworks because they kind of sampled stuff from the parks and there's nothing from the parks there unless I miss something. It's all movie based.
Aww.
It's all from the movies. And I would have loved, you know, there's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, Yo-Ho.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are still getting over the fact that they canceled Happily Ever After.
Yeah, I know.
And so it's sad.
I'm sad about this one. I thought I would try.
But go see it. Go see it in person. Don't watch it online. Do
still
not.
Still going to be happy.
It's beautiful.
I might not
look,
be happy.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you all a positive spin. The fireworks are fantastic. The Disney fireworks can't go wrong.
Right.
And the projections. There's a picture I know I posted that you loved. The castle looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Projections aside, when they light up the castle, it just looks fantastic. And on that note, as does Spaceship Earth for the Beacon of Light.
Yeah, that does look cool to me.
It looks fantastic.
I was not thinking I was going to like it, but I think it does look cool.
Yeah, I tell you what, it looks fantastic in person. So highly recommended. So those are the three big things that came out. It's Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Harmonious, and Enchantment.
Yeah. Still exciting.
Still
new stuff is
very good things. So on top of that, there are three new restaurants that opened.
Did you eat it recently? All? No, you didn't eat. You only ate it one.
So I only ate it one. The three new restaurants that came out in time for the 50th are Space 220 at Epcot, Steakhouse 71 at Disney's Contemporary, and La Creperie's de France or de Paris at.
Is Space 220 or Space 2020?
Space 220.
Oh,
Space 220, and so. So I got with a little bit of Disney magic. I got into Space 220. So this is where I have to help people out. I think we've talked before. Space 220 is now the toughest reservation to get into Disney.
The toughest.
It is so tough. If you haven't seen it online, check it out. But keep in mind, spoilers, obviously, because what you see online is what you get. But you do go to space on a space elevator, and you are in an observation deck looking down on Earth. And you're looking out into space. And it is just like you're in space. Very, very cool vibe.
Really?
Very cool vibe, but it really is upscale. It is an upscale experience.
Really?
The food is fancier, nicer. It certainly has a higher price
point. I was about to say it has to be because it's a little pricey.
It's a fixed price menu. And so we couldn't get reservations. So how on earth did Jeffrey get in? And
this is,
you know, exclusive advice for our followers. What you do, there is a physical line you wait in for a lounge. It's not an app. It's not that you wait in, sign in on an app or in person. You go and you wait in line. You go wait in line, a physical line.
How long was the line?
We were the first ones in there.
Okay.
And there was a little bit of a dispute, and all I can say is thank goodness you were not there. There was a dispute over who was there first.
Uh-uh.
But
Really?
And so we won. We won the day. And but we were first in line, but we were a group of three. And while we were waiting, Disney Magic was with us. Disney Magic said, hey, we have a cancellation for three. Would y'all like to come eat?
What?
Well, unfortunately for me, if you've met me, you know I like to eat. As based on this whole discussion. And I had been hitting Food and Wine Fest very hard.
Oh, so you were
hard.
Not hungry.
I was not hungry. And guess who had to pay for all the food?
$80 to eat.
Well, it turns out, just so y'all know, so a price fixed price meal with tip and tax included was $67.
Oh, for lunch, though.
For lunch.
Yeah.
For lunch. And so so we were there for lunch. So
you didn't have any alcoholic drinks?
Not.
Because they look cool there.
Not there. So what happened, so I'll tell y'all what happened and why I didn't have the full experience at Space 220. While I was eating, of course, the minute we sat down, I got the notification that my ride window had opened for Remy's Ratatouille
Adventure. Oh, so you had to hurry.
I had to hurry, y'all. When I tell you, I had to scarf down food and haul. Space 220 is next to Mission Space.
So it's all the way across the entire.
Imagine having eaten and maybe had something to drink from Food and Wine Fest, gone to space.
Yeah.
By the way, wait for a space elevator to take you back down to Earth. And go from Mission Space to France to the back of the new app, which is under the Skyliner. Hauling tail with all your luggage, and it's hot and crowded. Let me tell y'all, it was not a good feeling. But I still enjoyed Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
How long do you have when you get called from Ratatouille?
1 hour. And I don't know how flexible they are, because I was not going to find out the
hard
way.
I heard they're not very flexible right now.
Yeah, and so I was not going to roll the dice, but I was there, and I made it happen. But Space 220, y'all, absolutely fantastic. I did do a clip on it.
What did you eat?
I got the farm-raised chicken and mashed potatoes but it's a price, and it includes all these appetizers, and my friends there, I gave them my appetizer because I was full, but y'all, it is very elevated. Like one of the options, like tuna tartare.
Oh.
Like look at the menu before you commit. Everyone wants to go.
Right. I agree.
And check it out. But please look at the menu. Be aware of the fixed price for lunch and dinner. Dinner's more expensive. It is a very, very cool vibe, but please know what you're getting into when you go in there.
Yeah.
And so you do go take this cool elevator to space and back down. There's all kind of cool stuff to look at. It is Disney theming done best. My only criticism is that why Disney didn't do it earlier.
Yeah.
Very well on theme. You go see astronauts play. I think there's maybe a dog that goes out there, but you see astronauts working in the windows. Very cool theme. Can't recommend it enough. So go, but just be aware it's expensive. Be aware it's nice. Pull up the menu. But if you can't get in, Getting that reservation, go do the line for the lounge and ask them if they have any cancellations and just keep asking. But you can go in the lounge without doing the fixed price menu. So check out, but the lounge does look small.
Oh, really?
It looks small and there's no timer that I'm aware of. They told us when we checked in, they said you can be waiting 1 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because you're just waiting for people to leave.
Wow.
You know, just like a normal restaurant. And so be aware of that. But I did notice when I was there, all the tables were not full.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
They might not have enough workers.
I think that may have been what it is. You know, space. You know, who's going to go work in space?
Right.
You know.
It's kind of boring.
There it is. And so the two other restaurants, y'all, I cannot speak to, but Steakhouse 71.
I want to go there bad.
It is getting great reviews online.
Yeah, I know. I want to go bad. And the food looks incredible.
And you love a good steakhouse, right?
I like a fancy steakhouse, yes.
Fancy steak. Fancy like...
Fancy like Steakhouse 71.
There it is. Okay. This is not infringed the copyright of any known song.
Not Walker Hayes.
And
I do love Walker
but
Hayes.
But big shout out. Big shout out.
Mm-hmm. Follow us.
And so please follow us. Southern Charm Magic on Instagram.
We'll do the fancy like dance.
New
copyright.
New reels. I like it. And then the crepery restaurant.
Yeah.
There are three new restaurants, as if Disney didn't have enough restaurants. And that's another criticism of Space 220. It's just, you know, I think I said it last time, Epcot is a wealth. And like I said, it's Taste Food and Wine Fest was going on. You don't need to eat at a restaurant. But if you do,
I'm going to try to get it for myself. Avery wants to eat there bad.
So some other stuff just to round up the 50th anniversary stuff. The 50 character statues are out and about. And let me tell you, some of them are very subtle.
Really?
Like some of them are hidden. Abu. I'm not going to tell you where Abu is. Abu's in Adventureland.
I like to find
I'm not going to tell you where he's at in Adventureland. But he is tough to see. I remember I took a picture of him because I pulled it up online. I cheated. I'm sorry. But I needed to know. And I took the picture and these people just stop and turn and stare. I'm like, what is that guy taking a picture of? What's wrong with him? And so, so it's funny to do that.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things to do is look for things hidden.
You know, there's a lot of obvious ones in the hub.
I never find them.
But there's the Tinkerbell is really well hidden.
Hmm.
And the funny thing is,
she in Adventureland too?
Huh?
Is she in Adventureland too?
No, she's kind of by Adventureland, but she's in the hub.
Oh, okay.
Woody, it's so funny. Woody and Bo Peep are in Hollywood, and they are life size. They're toy size.
Really?
Except, like, you wouldn't expect that.
No, I didn't. I haven't even seen that leaked or anything.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, "What on earth?" I mean, they're really small, and so that was fun to see. I thought that was a fun thing to see. So they're all out there in the different areas. The food. So as we talked about last time, there's 150 new food items.
Yeah, did you have lunch?
Yeah. So one of the cool things I did, I went to go eat lunch at the Crystal Palace Buffet, and y'all know I love a good buffet, and I've never done lunch there.
Okay.
And, they had a lot of Walt's favorites out.
Oh, really?
Including his chili, which is delicious. I can't wait to go back and try that.
Wow. I'm surprised you like that.
Yeah. And they had some other stuff out there. And so the buffet was...
could you fix it yourself?
You fix it yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a completely traditional buffet. And breakfast is not back at Crystal Palace yet, y'all. They don't know when. I asked the staff.
Why?
And I don't understand, why can you have lunch and dinner but not breakfast?
I don't understand why they're not doing more breakfast.
We don't understand the world right now. So
right, you're right.
So in all senses of the ways, and so, but
why do you have to wear a mask, but you can have a buffet?
Yeah. So right now, you know, when I was there, the mask rule was wear a mask indoors and on attractions.
Yeah, we don't understand the rules. We're not going to question them, as long as they can be open.
Right. And so, but the buffet is wide open. It's fix your own. I mean, they do your drinks for you, like they've always done.
So tell me what else they have besides chili is his favorite. What else?
There was a delicious fried chicken option.
Oh,
I forget
course.
If it was one of Walt's favorites. But they had a lot of neat stuff there. It is a kind of upper scale American cuisine. I can't speak too much for it. I did have the mac and cheese. but they had some delicious, really delicious items
good.
Out there. And then they had they have soft serve, and Lori, the
place
I would
really?
Go to for a soft serve machine.
Me too.
And
that's
so
my
they
favorite.
Had the soft serve, and I was just like, and then I remember being so sad because, you know, the waitress brought me the bill as I was eating my soft serve, and I was like, I could just stay here all day and eat the soft serve, but she's brought me my bill, and I'm like, you know what? That's my signal.
Did they have swirl?
Oh yeah.
Swirl? Oh, that's
vanilla chocolate in the swirl.
Favorite.
And so I was just like, this is like, why did I eat the food? Like, I just should have just came and
eat really
the ice
cream. I
want
to go get some ice cream now.
I love some good soft serve.
Me too.
So that's there. One of the misses I had, I love Casey's Corner.
Oh, me too.
I did.
You didn't go?
Full disclosure, I went twice. And so full disclosure, I did file a complaint with Casey's Corner.
Oh my gosh.
Can't believe
gosh.
I'm telling the world this because there was no seating. There is nowhere
to sit.
Oh,
they had zero?
Zero. And so I had to, it was either the floor or a bench I found by the bathroom.
The floor,
as in the ground. And so there is no seating. And so I was like.
Why?
And, well, it was right after, believe this was right before after the fireworks and before the Halloween party. And so there was just, I mean, the crowds were insane, and it was just, there was
nowhere. Oh, but they had seats there. You just couldn't find
right,
one.
Right. There wasn't one.
Oh, so that's we just your own bad for not being a good scout.
She's going to blame me for this.
Yes.
So, no. So, here's my point.
You thought
it
was your fault.
At Ronto Roasters, there is, in Star Wars Land, there is a seating area, and you have to show your receipt or your food from Ronto Roasters
idea.
To sit down in this cool seating area. And there's always a spot open. I've not had an issue there in my past two visits. And I think if they can do that there at Hollywood, they can do it at Magic Kingdom, because there's a lot of people just hanging out and chilling, and they hadn't been to Casey's Corner. And that's my thing is, like, you know, if you're eating, you're eating. We're on the same boat. But if you're there hanging out to save spots for fireworks or whatever.
Yeah, that is a
that
it's
is like,
a
no, it's like,
thing.
I need a table or something to sit at. So it's my bad. So that was my mishap. But I made sure I let management know, and I was very, very polite. And so.
You went there twice.
And so I went there twice. But the point is, I got the strawberry funnel cake topped hot dog. And
what?
Yeah, it's like it was topped with funnel cake pieces, hot dog topped with funnel cake pieces and strawberry bacon jam. And y'all, I cannot recommend.
That does not sound good to me at all.
Well, it did to me. And just,
I don't. I would have never in my life ordered something like
that.
Did
not work out. Didn't work out. But
you didn't like it?
But no.
Oh, so, I mean, who gets a strawberry on a hot dog?
You know what? It was on the menu, and it was the 50th anniversary.
Who made that up, I wonder?
Not Walt Disney.
Was that somebody? Was that something that we don't know about?
It's something like, no, it's a thing. It's a thing. And I think it's one of those things that is made for Instagram, and it was not made. My version was not made for Instagram. And so I just, you know, and I saw everything else with, like, their hot dogs and cheese and stuff.
Yes,
and
that's the best.
Like, I did this wrong. Like, can I just redo this?
So when you went back, what did you get?
Oh, I mean, plain hot dog.
Yeah.
And so, but I love Casey's Corner.
It's me
all,
too.
It's the all American hot dog and fries. Mm-hmm. That's what you need. Don't make it fancy. Just leave it be. And
Walker Hayes could stay out of this one.
The cast was great there. Don't get me wrong, but it was they just need seating.
Yeah.
And then
did you see the piano player?
Yes, I got a video that I will share with y'all. I have to share that with y'all since you mentioned it. But let me tell y'all, Lori, it was such a beautiful sight. I needed a moment. The confectionery is back up.
Oh, yes.
It is beautiful.
And it has expanded. New, yeah.
It's very weird now. I will say that you go up and order from, they have all the stuff in a book.
Mm-hmm.
And
a book.
They have a book that they go through with you and a display case. So you can, like, go through the book and look at something and they, like, scan it, kind of like a registry, like a gift registry.
Wow.
And then you take that, you have to go to another counter. Like, not, like, down the same counter. You have to, like, go somewhere else.
Not where you used to order and they handed it to you?
Right. No, it's not like that anymore. It's, like, two separate areas that you go to. It's like, I don't like this. But you go to them, and so it's an order and pickup station is what it is. It's just kind of weird. But it's a beautiful space. It's very, very updated, but also very much on theme. And I couldn't say enough good things about it. So I got me the 50th anniversary cupcake and went and sat in one of my favorite areas, a little side street off of Main Street. And I just love that area. Very quiet. I actually left my stuff there to go watch the cavalcade, and no one stole it.
So I'm so glad. Is the hat shop still connected over there to the confectionery?
The Chapeau?
Yeah.
I think it took over the Chapeau.
No, you lying.
Chapeau is...
Where they had the phone in there and you could listen to people?
I think it took that over.
So it
expanded down Main Street to Tony's. If you know where Tony's
is. Oh, my goodness.
So that's where the Chapeau was, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it took that over. And I think it still says Chapeau. I need to check on the phone. I have not heard about it.
The phone, and that's where I got my kids' first ears. That's where I got my niece's first ears. That's where I got everybody that has a baby's first ears. Nope. Somebody call somebody. What's their phone number?
Y'all don't know how serious Lori is right now. I'm here alone with her. Someone
I'm so upset about this. You're lying. That's the hat store.
I'm real excited. Now I can't. Can someone privately reach out to me and share our excitement about confectionery? Because Lori is not having it.
I quit.
Lori is not having it. She's done.
Man,
I think the signs are still there. But
they always sold all the hats there, and that's where they embroidered them. Somebody call me and tell me where they moved it to.
They must have moved it.
They had to.
They must have moved it. Okay. I think I just may have this wrong. I think that's what it is.
I think so.
That's what it is.
I'm going to find out tomorrow. I'm calling.
It's got to be it. I'm wrong.
Yes.
It's down the street. It's down the street.
I should go next week.
Oh my goodness. So the treats are back there. And so obviously something to talk about can be a whole episode in and of itself, the 50th merchandise. And so the merchandise is back. It's 50th everything.
Every single thing.
And so, I have to say I've gone on Disney trips and not bought a single thing for myself. But I had to get some 50th stuff.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I had to get some 50th. I'll show you later. But I got the soap, the Mickey soap dispenser that does the Mickey ears.
Oh, I wish you would have told me that's what Avery wants for Christmas.
Well, guess who's going back?
Oh, you are, yes.
Guess who's going back. Okay, Avery, don't listen to this in case it's a surprise.
I better not listen to this on the way to school tomorrow.
So, yeah, Avery, skip that. But the merchandise, they do have some great pieces out there, some great 50th things.
Were people fighting over it? Or did you see lots of people getting lots of it?
I've never seen a store so crowded when it wasn't raining.
You went to the Emporium?
To the Emporium, and then I went to World of Disney.
Yeah, oh yeah.
World of Disney was a little bit better of an experience for
really?
Me. It was more open.
It's never.
But the Emporium was crowded. And on the shopping note, a creation shop was just, I think your suspicions are correct about that. It is a gift shop.
I told you.
You did. And it is. But World of Disney looks beautiful. They have projections out. They have a lot of cool stuff out there. I'm just trying to think what else about the 50th. Keep in mind, all this stuff is going to be out there for 18 years. Oh, that's the last thing I wanted to say. There is a new theme song that plays. Mm-hmm. And I have a criticism about that. It's called The Magic Is Calling. I know. I'm not a music critic, but it's called The Magic Is Calling. And part of the chorus is like, The Magic Is Calling. The Magic Is Calling to you. But the part of the chorus is Answer the Call.
Oh.
And like, the song is like, Answer the Call. And it's like, that sounds like something my phone would say to me.
You're right. Me and you don't
answer our phone calls.
Never.
I can count on one hand the times I've spoken on the phone.
Yes.
To Lori, we're not phone people.
No.
So when you're literally walking through Epcot, life is great. You've just seen Harmonious. You're eating your cupcake or whatever, drinking your drink, and you just hear Answer the Call. It's like, check my phone. Well, what is happening? Well, am I getting a phone call? Is this a page over the system? And so It's weird.
Wow.
It's Answer the Call. And so that's the whole anthem of the 50th anniversary. But well, honestly, then. Honestly, my pieces of advice, you know, go see the show. See them in person. Don't watch them on YouTube. They're made to experience in real life.
Right.
And I think that you need to go. In the next 18 months, you need to go. And since we're talking about the 50th, I've thought about why it's going 18 months. We think it's because... so Tron can open.
Yes.
Because we know Guardians is going to open yes. during the anniversary, and we think Tron will. But someone made a point. I heard recently that when it ends, when the celebration ends, it'll be 2023, and I think that will be the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company.
Oh, so that wow. would
be the,
okay.
I haven't heard anything, but I would imagine that'd be the next big celebration.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, even if it's, I don't think that the 50th anniversary is as spectacular as I was thinking it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think I've read a lot about that, but I still think that it's amazing. Disney makes everything amazing. So I think that it's something to see and say that you saw it.
I loved it. I loved every bit of my trip. I needed a lot to go my way on this trip for various scheduling things. And the magic was there.
Yeah.
The magic was there.
Even with the crowds and the heat. It was still magical.
Even with the crowds and the heat, it was still magical. It had beautiful weather. October really is a great time to go. I think the problem is Secret's out.
Exactly.
Secret's out. People know.
When I first started going in October 10 years ago, it was completely dead. It was not like it is today.
And they made it worth it. So the Halloween party, I think, you know, we'll have to save that for another time, or I'll put some stuff on social media. Halloween party was absolutely fantastic. More expensive than ever.
Yeah.
The prices, you know, they have to do something about the prices. But I had an absolute blast at that.
Awesome.
That was a great time.
Did you get some candy?
Of course I got some candy. What kind of person do you think I am? So go trick or treat. And the Disney you can wear your costumes at Disney. They were just fantastic. A lot of Emma Stone Cruella.
A lot of that version of Cruella
was out there. So it was absolutely fantastic.
Which I watched, by the way, for finally.
I know. I'm so proud of you for watching.
I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
I'm so excited for you watching a Disney movie. And so, by the way, I did watch the ABC special, which is on Disney Plus and Hulu now. Y'all, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing show. So if you're looking to bring a little magic home with you and take a look at some of the stuff that we've talked about today, watch that. That special is everything you wanted in a Walt Disney special. It talks about Walt Disney and his plans and Julie Andrews and all that kind of stuff. It is fantastic. Can't recommend that enough.
Yep.
But Lori, I think it's time to plan your trip to Disney.
It is. I'm going now just for Mardi Gras. I'm trying to get there before.
I think we can make something happen before then.
I think so too.
I think we can make something happen. So until then, y'all.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great day, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.